This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Well, good evening and welcome to the John Whitmer Show. Happy to have you with us this evening. Appreciate you taking the time away from the AFC playoffs. NFC, looks like that's in the books. AFC, we got one more game. Nice to have you take a time to sit down with us. Thrilled to have you with us here at your liberal resistance headquarters, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. Quick programming note, we will not be with you next Sunday, as KNSS will be bringing you live coverage of the AFC Championship game. So the Chiefs will be playing whomever wins tonight, and KNSS will be your home for your radio home for the Chiefs. So next Sunday, you can tune in here and listen to the Chiefs game. But in the meantime, we've got a great show planned for you tonight. Coming up here to kick off the 8 o'clock hour, we'll talk with legendary actor and producer Kevin Sorbo. You may recognize him, those of you who were fans of the hit TV series Hercules. That was the number one television drama for years. But he has since become an outspoken conservative. He is very public about his faith, his Christian beliefs, which, of course, means he's effectively banned. He's canceled in Hollywood. And we'll talk with him about what it's like to be a Christian, being a conservative in Hollywood. Elizabeth Patton from Americans for Prosperity will tell us about their new $20 million nationwide campaign supporting the Trump tax cuts. Author Leslie Corbley will try to explain why the crowd favorite Reagan movie was ruled ineligible for Best Picture at the Oscars due to the Academy's new DEI rules. It was a phenomenal movie. If you haven't seen it, rent it. Go. You know, DVR it, whatever you need to do. It's a great movie, but apparently it can't win the Oscars because it doesn't hit their new, doesn't check enough boxes. And we will start our regular during the legislative session. We do our Under the Dome legislative update from Topeka, and Senator Renee Erickson will bring us that here coming up at the bottom of the hour. And of course, we'll be taking your calls at 316-869-1330. Well, first off, I know I've got friends who are braving the cold tomorrow for the inauguration, and you know, much gratitude to God, Joe Biden's failed presidency has finally come to an end, and will tomorrow at 11:59 a.m. And as you know, America prepares for tomorrow's inauguration of Donald Trump, those of us who support him have to remember one very important thing. And it's this, if you haven't forgotten, if you're not aware, TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome, is very real. And if you haven't seen it lately, you're going to get a very real dose of it very soon. Donald Trump, usually presidents get 30, 60, 90 day honeymoons, not this one. The honeymoon's already starting to wear off, depending on the media outlet that you watch. And trust me, the Trump derangement syndrome is real, and you all know someone afflicted by it. It's stage five. It wrecks the nervous system. It causes people to lose all sense of reason and common sense. It's all-consuming, toxic, and frankly infects the large part of the American media. And people who are usually rational and mild-mannered turn into raving lunatics whenever Donald Trump comes up. That's Trump derangement syndrome. Get ready for it, folks, because starting Tuesday, you're going to get it 24/7. And to anyone who's tuned into CNN, MSNB, LGBTV, or The View, the day after the election, they would have thought the world had ended. And we weathered 16 years of Clinton and Obama. We've just gone through 4 years of poopy drawers. And to the average Democrat, those were, you know, phenomenal performances. Trust me, they'll be able to handle 4 years of Donald Trump. The woke advocates on The View, maybe not. They, I don't know if they can handle 4 days of Donald Trump. It'll be fun to watch their heads explode. Those of you who may remember the late columnist Charles Krauthammer, who was a psychiatrist, he coined the Trump derangement syndrome, although at the time it was 2003, and it was about George W. Bush. Now, no fan of Trump, Krauthammer later defined it as Trump-induced general hysteria that produced an inability to distinguish between legitimate policy differences and signs of psychotic pathology in Trump's behavior. And that is really what it is. It's the inability to distinguish between legitimate policy differences. I disagree with Trump on X, and I just hate him because he is who he is. And therefore, by extension, I hate you because you agree with him. And contrast this with the following. In an issue of Psychology Today, Dr. Alex Patakos explained TDS as a derogatory term used to describe a form of toxic criticism and negative reaction to President Trump's statements. Journalist Fareed Zakaria defined TDS as hatred of President Trump so intense that it impairs people's judgment. I think the true definition is probably a combination of all the above. The left's obsession with Donald Trump seems to have reached epidemic status with no signs of receding. But as he proved this week in an interview in his bitter farewell speech, Joe Biden is clearly suffering through the final stages of Trump derangement syndrome. He clearly is obsessed with the former president, now president-elect, and as of Monday at 12:01, new president. And like those with Alzheimer's, TDS victims suffer confusion, incoherence, and bursts of anger. Well, I guess that's Joe Biden on a daily basis. But in Biden's case, it also causes delusions of grandeur and amnesia. Earlier this week, Joe Biden was still telling USA Today that the withdrawal from Afghanistan was an extraordinary success. Again, it's Joe Biden. What do you expect? Apparently, he forgot that inflation rate since he took office has been 20%, because he also repeated the laughable claim that he could have beaten Trump, but instead he took a knee for the sake of his party, and that his was the greatest economy America had ever seen. So Biden, for his sake, is suffering from two kinds of syndromes. He's got Trump derangement syndrome and Alzheimer's, apparently. Before Biden delivered his hypocritical goodbye, his fellow Democrats in the Senate spent Tuesday and Wednesday making fools of themselves at the confirmation hearings. Future Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth and Attorney General Pam Bondi had to sit there and endure personal attacks as opposed to policy questions. On the other hand, Democrats like Elizabeth Warren, Tim Kaine, and the insufferable Mazie Hirono of Hawaii spent their time asking nasty, asinine, and unsuccessful gotcha questions. It was just creepy. Personal attacks, no policy difference. Oh, wait, that is Trump derangement syndrome. And by extension, his appointees. You see, what's going on here, folks, is it's already happening. Folks on the left are obsessed with the former and now future president and are suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. For example, the governor of California, Governor Gavin Newsom, Mayor Bass of Los Angeles, and the heads of the fire departments have all been pointing fingers of blame, two of which blame Donald Trump for the fires, for the wildfires, if you can believe it. This week, the same politicians who've been giving the richest state in the union a $40 billion deficit passed a bill that devoted $50 million to Trump-proofing California. You can't make this stuff up. California, it seems, has a pandemic outbreak of Trump derangement syndrome. I, for one, don't know if there's any chance for a cure for America's left coast. And really, I don't know if we want there to be. We'll take a quick break, and then Elizabeth Patton from Americans for Prosperity will tell us about their new $20 million nationwide campaign supporting the Trump tax cuts. People who don't like tax cuts, Trump derangement syndrome. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. AFP believes freedom and opportunity are the keys to unleashing prosperity for all. There are a community of millions of concerned citizens advocating for solutions based on proven principles to tackle the country's most critical challenges. If you're looking for a way to get involved in your community, make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up. And, of course, while you're online, don't forget to like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages, and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Quick note, want to congratulate my buddy Leo Delperdang, Representative Leo Delperdang, from the Cars and Charity event at Century 2 this weekend. He took his 1970 convertible Hemi Challenger in, and lo and behold, it won the Sponsor's Choice Award. So I'm expecting, by the way, Leo, that car is used in every parade now for the Sedgwick. Now that I know, and I'm the chairman of the Sedgwick County Republican Party, I'm sending candidates your way, because my wife's Mustang gets way too much abuse. So now I know there's a beautiful little convertible that can now be used in parades. So earlier this week, speaking of Americans for Prosperity, they just launched a $20 million nationwide campaign calling on Congress to protect prosperity and renew President Trump's highly successful Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, a cornerstone of AFP and the Trump administration's shared economic agenda this year. The campaign, which is the largest effort by a conservative organization to support Trump's second term legislative agenda, launches this week with an ad blitz across all 50 states. With us now to tell us why it's so important for Congress to renew these tax cuts is Elizabeth Patton with AFP Kansas. Elizabeth, thank you for joining us. Pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Oh, thank you for having me, and happy Sunday.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. If Congress, and I know you and I've talked about this before, but yeah, now it's rubber meets the road time, and there's right. No reason for them not to do it. But if Congress fails to renew the TCJA, Kansans will be paying $2,200 more in taxes. Just to make sure I understand that right, correct?
Yes. That is, the average Kansan bill would rise a little over $2,200 a month. Not a month, sorry. $2,200 of federal taxes if we don't renew Trump's tax cuts. And we also estimate it'll probably result in the loss of about 6,700 jobs. So that combined, like, this is not good if we don't get this done quickly. And it matters when we're on the tail end of the Biden administration and inflation is high. The very last thing we want to do is raise taxes right now. We want to make sure that we make these permanent.
We have to assume that with Republicans in control of both chambers, that they can get this done. But that's not necessarily a safe assumption. I mean, we've got a couple of squishes in the Senate. Right. It's a very thin margin in Congress, and right. It only takes one or two votes. And of course, even here in Kansas, you know, there's no guarantee that a Democrat like Sharice Davids would vote for this.
Right, exactly. You know, and the rest of our delegation, you know, should be in great shape. And we're really grateful that Congressman Ron Estes for the 4th District right there, he's on Ways and Means. So he is right in the middle of this fight, leading on it. We were so excited to actually have him on a teletown hall this past week. And he did a great job with Akash from our team talking about why this matters and some of the inside baseball with it. But you're right. You know, when we have someone like Sharice or even in other states, the margin is incredibly thin. And this is not a foregone conclusion. And so it matters that all of our members of Congress take some leadership here to drive the narrative that the very last thing the country needs right now is a tax increase. And what we need to do is make this permanent. The TCJA fixed major flaws in the tax code. We know from story after story how much of an economic driver it's been. So on the tail end of the Biden administration, let's make these permanent instead of just, you know, more of the left agenda of tax and spend. Let's pause that and instead get this done, make these permanent, help our economy for the long term. This is the way
for our Mandalorian fans. The nice thing about this is the Protect Prosperity campaign is you're mobilizing in all 50 states, correct?
We are. Yes. If you go to protectprosperity.com, you can learn more about our Protect Prosperity campaign. And we're mobilized in all 50 states. We are working hard on all cylinders to make sure that this gets done. And so it looks like a lot of what we do normally, right? We're knocking doors. We're up on digital. We have some great videos out that are easy for people to share on social media to help make sure that they're getting the message out. And you think about even a state like ours, like on average, American families are, you know, their tax bill on average would go up $1,500. But if you extrapolate actually here in Kansas specifically, we're a lot higher than that. And we're at $2,200. So it matters, especially for our state and our delegation. So the more we can do to support the members of Congress we have here and tell them good job and continue the fight and let's get this done and let's get this done quickly. The faster we get this done, the more than we can focus on other important things that we have to do. And let's just finish the job and then keep working on the important tasks at hand.
We're talking with Elizabeth Patton from Americans for Prosperity, Kansas. The 2025 legislative session began last week. There's a number already. I mean, to their credit, they're not dilly-dallying. The Senate, for example, the Senate Tax Committee heard testimony just this week on Senate Concurrent Resolution 1603. We'll have Senator Renee Erickson on here at the bottom of the hour, and I'm going to ask her about it as well. But this, and here's my little dark secret that some know, but I was born and raised in California, so I'm familiar with Proposition 13. But this basically would cap annual property tax increases in appraised value at 3%. I mean, if they can pull this off, I remember how successful it was initially in California. You know, the municipalities hate the idea. The left hates the idea. I think it's a fantastic idea. I'm curious what your thoughts are.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Kansas is the second most governed state per capita in the U.S. And basically what that means is we have a ton of government and a ton of local government. And so when you think about property taxes, I absolutely know the legislature is trying to look at that solution and a lot of others to fix that problem. And I think that's a good thing. I think ultimately as well, it's also got to be fought on the local level.
Right.
Things like what we're talking about with like USD 259, like stopping them from continuing to raise property taxes. And to, we have just under 4,000 taxing entities in Kansas who can levy property taxes. And when you look at that number, and you know, we're so grateful that the state is looking at all avenues of tax reform, because that does matter for long-term success. But we think we still want to marry that with something like buying down our income tax rate so that every Kansan gets a pay raise. And we have a really pro-growth tax policy with both angles, right? It's not mutually exclusive. It's get everything fixed. On top of what happened last year, there was also a property tax, you know, deduction right. exemption situation got us in a better spot. But the real fight on those property taxes, you know, we've got to take it to the local government, to be honest. And we've got to hold them accountable for their spending habits and their growth just as much as what we've done on the state level. And so it's encouraging and exciting how much leadership our state House members are taking. And I want to see that continued in the municipalities and the counties as well.
Well, you know, I love the phrase starve the beast. And that I think that's one thing we have to start doing at these local and county levels, because spending is really the issue here. It's, we don't have a right. revenue problem. We have a spending problem.
A spending problem, right.
You exactly. mentioned the Wichita school bond vote. And we've had, and I will go ahead and let folks know that not next Sunday, we were planning on doing it next Sunday, but the following Sunday, we'll have the superintendent of USD 259 on the show. We've already had the folks from a Vote No Bond on the show as well. But, you know, this school bond vote, the biggest claim that they're making is it's not a tax increase, but you and I both know your property taxes are scheduled to go down if you vote no. Correct. So by virtue Correct. Of what it is, it's a tax increase.
Right. Right. Well, and it's like, if you want your property taxes lower, like, and how many people we know have said that, you know, you yeah. were on the doors with us.
Everyone.
A lot of people talk about that.
Yes.
And it's like, if you want your property taxes lower, then you want to vote no, because if you want lower property taxes, the no vote will get you lower property taxes. And a yes vote, sure, it might technically maintain the status quo, but what it puts you on is an onward trajectory for ever increasing property taxes
right.
and basically carte blanche to say, I'm fine with this, let's go bigger. And that's ultimately not what I think Kansans said repeatedly during the election cycle. They said, no, thank you. All of our tax burden is too high. Cumulatively, Kansas is in the top 15 or 14 for the whole country. And that is silly for us to be so high. And people feel it. And it's time to really take that leadership to, you know, lessen spending on all levels of government, get taxes under control, and do a little bit of a reset for fiscal responsibility. And people want to see that efficiency and that smart governing. We can get it done. But they need to tell the school district, like, no, with what you've had so far, this bond has been in place for 20 years. We haven't really seen the fruits of its labor. What promises are they going to give you to say that it's going to be any better next time?
Right.
I would so much rather see funding like that go towards, you know, something like directly to the classroom or to teachers. But we all know, you know, pretty buildings do not improve student outcomes, and everyone wants lower property taxes. So this does not equal success for the Wichita area at all.
No, you're absolutely right. Let's the money into the classroom. Let's get into teacher pay. If we're going to do it, let's do it in that regard, not on buildings, because buildings aren't the problem. Elizabeth, right. if folks are interested, obviously they can, if they want to volunteer, I know you guys are going to be working, like you said, on the bond issue, on other things. If I'm sure once we're not in a deep freeze, folks will be door knocking again. If they want to volunteer, right. if they want to get engaged, obviously it's AmericansForProsperity.org. And what's that? What's the Project Prosperity website again?
Yeah. So ProtectProsperity.com. Go to ProtectProsperity.com and see what we've got going on there. You can also go and check out our state chapter specifically on social media. You can reach out on Instagram, X, or Facebook, and you can also see our website and sign up to volunteer on just AmericansForProsperity.org on the Kansas site. But if you want to know more about what we're doing to help Trump tax cuts become permanent, go to protectprosperity.com and make your voice heard. And let's support folks like Ron Estes and the others who are trying so hard to make this a done deal so then we can move on to even better policy items in the future. So.
Elizabeth, thank you again for joining us, and thank you for what you're doing. You guys, I mean, you do yeoman's work, and it's because of people like you door knocking that we have our new improved supermajorities. Now the key is to see what we do with it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and thanks for all you do to get this message out. It matters deeply for the future
of
our state and our country.
Thanks, Elizabeth. We appreciate you. We'll take a quick break, and then State Senator Renee Erickson will bring us our weekly Under the Dome legislative update from Topeka. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Did you miss part of last week's John Whitmer Show? Don't worry about it. We got you covered. We post clips from all our shows, single hours, single segments, and the entire show as one audio file. There's lots to choose from. Just download the Always Live free Odyssey app to get started. And, of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages, and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, it's that time of year. Sponsorships are now available for the John Whitmer Show. If you're interested, we've just added the new sponsor at Eck Insurance, who's sending me to Topeka once or twice a month. For more information, if you'd like to sponsor, you can email Tony at KNSSradio.com. And of course, this time of the show, while the legislature's in session, we do our Under the Dome legislative update, where we bring you a live update from one of our state senators or state representatives. We're fortunate tonight to have our own legislator, our state senator from here in Wichita, Senator Renee Erickson, with us. Renee, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it. It's always a pleasure having you on the show, my friend.
Oh, John, it's always a pleasure to be with you. Happy New Year, and I can't wait for tomorrow. Happy Hokey Pokey Day, where we put the right people in, take the left people out, and shake the swamp all about. Can't wait.
I love that. That's great. Okay. All right. You know what music we're going to have to play on the way out of this segment, right?
I do. Yes, and, yes. And Renee, I just want to say that's probably going to be a soundbite on this show from now on.
Yep,
that's fantastic.
Yep. Take the right. Yes. I love that. That should be a new soundbite. I want to take the right people in and the wrong people out. I love that.
Well, John, I'll tell you, you have the best lead-in music of any show bar none. So I take that as a great compliment.
I will put the check in the mail, my friend. So let me ask you, we just had Elizabeth Patton from AFP on a little while ago. We talked about this, but let me ask you, since this is a Senate bill or concurrent resolution, but it's the same thing. Tax committee heard testimony this week on 1603. First off, it's nice to hear you guys actually doing something in the first week. I remember when I was in the legislature and all we basically did was piddle potter around and, you know, introduce ourselves for the first 2 weeks. So I'm thrilled to see the way Dan and Ty are driving the ship and getting right to work right away. But 1603, as I understand it, would cap annual property tax increases in appraised value at 3%. Is that right?
That is correct. And, John, yes, we have hit the ground running. It's been that way ever since COVID, when we weren't sure if we were going to get sent home or not. We decided, and everyone said, hey, we love this pace. We don't want to sit around. And, yes, so hearings on SCR 1603, it will cap assessed valuations at no more than 3% a year unless it's new construction or you make improvements to your home. And the Senate passed this last year late and didn't quite get taken up. So we're excited about getting it done because, as you said earlier with Elizabeth, property tax is the number one issue people want action on. The Republicans are going to deliver it. Speaker Hawkins emphatically said, we will get property tax done this year, and the Senate is full on board with that.
So, and this, fortunately, because she's expressed that she doesn't like this idea, Governor Kelly has nothing to do with this. This is a constitutional amendment. So if the Senate passes it and the House passes it, then it goes to the ballot, correct?
Correct. It takes two-thirds of both chambers, but then it does not go to the governor. It goes straight to the people. And I'm excited about that because people are clamoring for property tax relief. And so I think it's a great opportunity to do something on that front. But I don't think that's the only thing we're going to be looking at in order to provide relief to folks.
I know this week I didn't make it. I had root canal, oral exams, and had to watch paint dry. So I didn't attend the State of the State because I had, you know, so many other things I'd rather do. But she had her State of the State. You know, I'm so sorry I missed it. But I did watch the highlights, and you know, once again, it just seemed like it was the same old Medicaid expansion, not allowing you guys to do any tax increases. Her budget, which is, what was it, 16% increase in spending, just lots of spending, Medicaid expansion, and don't do any tax cuts. I'm assuming that fell on fairly deaf ears.
Well, John, I would rather have a root canal by a monkey than listen to another one of her State of the State addresses. I'm just telling you, you know, what she proposed. She says she said, quote, "I am a fiscal conservative."
Oh, whatever.
And then she presents a budget like this and talks. Yeah, quote, that she thinks she's a fiscal conservative. But, yeah, increased spending, as you said earlier, we have a spending problem. The governor, her answer is to increase government bureaucracy. She wants to add two new, you know, cabinet level offices to deal with early childhood and water, and spend more money, because that's the answer that she has. We need to address those problems. There's no question. But adding bureaucracy and just throwing money at it isn't the answer. So we'll come with real practical solutions for the issues that Kansans are facing and to lay the groundwork for the next, as she said, 25 to 75 years.
Well, and it's interesting that she wants to increase spending when you and I both know that the surplus that you're sitting on is dwindling. You know, I thought it was interesting. I saw the Senate President Ty Masterson's response. And, you know, that's where I think most Kansans are. It shows how out of touch Laura Kelly is, because he talked about simplifying the tax code and reducing taxes for families. She didn't talk about that. She specifically had told the press that, you know, where she instructed you not to cut taxes. He also talked about, you know, the extreme trans agenda, and I think that's important. She's vetoed that bill. You couldn't get it through the House last time because there were a few holdouts, but Dan seems pretty confident that this time around we can get that passed.
I'm confident we'll get the gender mutilation bill passed this time. A couple of the people who were obstacles in the House are no longer there.
Right.
So I'm confident we'll get that. It's the right thing to do, John. This is a winning issue. And not only that, it's the right thing to do for kids. So I'm happy to see that will be coming. I'm on public health and welfare in the Senate. That's queued up, ready to go. We hope to get that out soon in the session.
You, speaking of you, I know you chair the new, basically, it's like a DOGE committee for the Senate, which is good. I mean, Kansas's budget has ballooned 60% over the last 12 years. This is something new. It's a new committee that the Senate has set up. Am I characterizing it correctly? It's like a government efficiency kind of a committee?
Absolutely. We're seeing it at the federal level. This is a push in other states too. Do not call me, you know, Elon Ramaswamy or anything, but it's very much modeled after looking for government efficiencies. And we obviously need to cut spending. One of the ways we do that is through efficiency. And we are looking at everything in that committee, from reducing the burdensome rules and regulations to our fiscal areas that we know we can cut, to how we do things in our government agencies, redundancies. John, people came out of the woodwork in order to, they've been contacting me saying, hey, look at this. We are setting up a a portal page on the legislative website where people can report government inefficiencies, and we will take a look at those, because we are going to not just take away some of the burdensome regulations and look at the low-hanging fruit. We're going to systemically change how we do business here in Kansas to be more efficient, not just now, but going forward.
Well, I've got a couple from you. Next time we're together, I'll let you know, because I encountered a few just in my time in the legislature on some of the interim committees. So next time we're together, I'll give you a couple of tips. Senator Ramaswamy, if folks want to connect with you, what's the best way for them to connect?
Through my website or Facebook or X, however they want to do it. Just not TikTok, apparently.
Nope.
Not that I was ever on that.
Me neither.
Now reach out. Would love to hear from folks. And whatever I can do to help, be glad to do it.
Renee, I appreciate you. Keep up the good work. Try and stay warm. I know it's going to get awful cold up there this week.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you, John.
Thank you, my friend. Oh, I knew he was going to do it. Yeah, this is, from now on, I think this needs to be her theme song. We'll take a quick break. Then I want to hear from you. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you, check out Americans for Prosperity, AFP. They're the folks who, I'm sure you've received a palm card on your door during the election season. They're the ones who knock on doors, millions of concerned citizens all across the country, door knocking. Guarantee you they're going to be back at it here as soon as the weather turns, probably on behalf of the Vote No Bond folks. But if you're interested, if you want to get involved, if you're looking for a way to get involved, obviously you can reach out to the Sedgwick County Republican Party. But another way to get involved is AmericansForProsperity.org. You can make your voice heard today. And, of course, while you're online, don't forget to like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages, and like and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. We'd love to hear from you. Also, remember, this is the time of year for sponsorships for the John Whitmer Show. They're now available. For more information, you can email Tony at knssradio.com. We've already been for one trip up to Topeka, thanks to our friends at Eck Insurance. We'll be back again probably twice next month. We'll be back up in Topeka to bring you live episodes of the John Whitmer Show. Couple events coming up this week. Elizabeth Patton, you heard her earlier in the show. She'll be at the Pachyderm Club this Friday. And, of course, don't forget, coming up on Wednesday, January 29th is the March and Rally for Life in Topeka. If you want information on either of these events, you can visit the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. So all kinds of stuff coming up.
All kinds of stuff. Really enjoyed the program that we had from Topeka.
Yeah. Thanks to you, by the way. You really pulled that off, since we were having lots of Wi-Fi issues.
It was interesting, but
you were able to pull it off.
I think we pulled it off, but it sounded really good, and it was fun. It was fun getting to listen to... I mean, when we had the telephone issue, you pulled Leo Dupperding.
Yep.
And several others that came by. It was great getting to hear from some of these people up in Topeka and getting their comments, their what they're focusing on as the term
on ends. The spot comment. Yeah. And I think we're going to have that more now that they, once they get a feel for the fact that we're there and they'll know that, oh, he's coming back. I think, cause we already started the word of mouth. They're now starting to figure out, oh, he's going to be broadcasting. I've already had people read, hey, when are you coming again? I'm sorry. I missed you. I wanted to come. I didn't realize you were doing it that early. Now I think they'll start to really start coming on a regular basis when they know we're going to, and they'll swing by and we're going to try. I will also try and build in more open segments just for conversation with folks.
I think I'm interested not only in the folks that have been up in Topeka for several terms, but also the freshmen this year.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear from them as well.
Freshmen are fun because, you know, it's like drinking from a fire hose. They're trying to figure out where the bathrooms are and where the committees are. And it is an interesting experience being in Topeka. I'm sure it's similar with DC, just at a much more intense rate, but it's very interesting. It's not a usual, it's like being in a fishbowl. It's very unique environment. Everybody, you know, honorable this and representative that. And there's much, puckering of posteriors. If you get my drift here. It's a very interesting atmosphere for sure.
Well, you get folks that come in that, you interview here in studio, which is great. I'd love to see them during the off session times. But it's a little different, and I think you get a little different perspective when you've got them on their home turf.
Yeah.
And they're getting ready to, like, they were getting ready the next day to get started. That was
day. Well.
So you get a lot of that, and that's really.
And yet you get them relaxed because that Sunday night, especially where we broadcast from up there, is a, I'm not going to go into any details, but it's a, shall we say, a lounge. It's a room that's made available by one of the, entities up in Topeka, nonpartisan. It's a nonpartisan organization that has a facility that they make available to legislators to relax and socialize. And they've invited us to broadcast from there but they're in a very casual, relaxed environment, and it's a very nice place for us
Works
to broadcast
well.
From. Yeah, it does. We'll take a quick break, and then after the top of the hour break, we're going to talk to Kevin Sorbo. I'm really looking forward to talking to him about how Hollywood has turned its back on him due to his conservative and Christian views. This is a John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.